requested changes to the cleanup of a polluted industrial site near Collierville has officials and residents concerned about contaminated drinking water. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, a proposal now under review would inject treated wastewater back into the Memphis aquifer.
Collierville's town administrator, James Llewellyn, describes the Carrier Corporation as an involved and good corporate citizen, but with a cleanup problem.
Clearly the board's concerned, and I think they're approaching it with a lot of caution.
For decades, the air conditioning manufacturing company has been removing the cancer-causing chemical trichloroethylene, or TCE, from groundwater below its site. It then sends the treated water to a Collierville sewage plant for disposal. Carrier wants to speed up that process by injecting water treated for TCE back into the Memphis Sand Aquifer, the source of the county's drinking water. The company assures that injected water would meet safety standards, but environmental groups say that water would likely contain other dangerous contaminants, including chromium, which is intruded from another nearby cleanup. Carrier says their proposed water extraction and injection methods would avoid this cross-contamination, but opponents argue the science is dubious. Llewellyn says Collierville officials need more information before they take a stance on the proposal, but that officials prioritize public health.
The ramifications are significant. I mean, if we get this wrong and we damage the aquifer, that's a big deal and it's not easily reversed.
Injection wells are banned in Shelby County, but Carrier asked water regulators to grant them an exemption last year. The Shelby County Groundwater Control Board wants the company to provide a more detailed analysis of alternative solutions before making a final decision. In a statement, Carrier said it was addressing feedback from the board and would share information as it becomes available. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.